Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting WSIU Radio News. Showers and thunderstorms possible, especially through the morning hours. We'll see a cloudy sky otherwise and a high near 80 degrees. It will be windy today. South winds at 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to around 25 at times. Communities all over the country paused to remember fallen members of the armed forces over Memorial Day holiday yesterday. At Oak Ridge Cemetery in Effingham, American Legion District 23 Commander David Harris talked about sacrifice and remembering not just those who gave their lives.
It is a day for the remember the promise President Lincoln made to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. Remembering our fallen once a year is not enough.
Harris says too many times Americans forget the people left behind when military lives are lost. He says families and friends of those who died need support and the help of their community. Democrats are moving forward with a new state budget in Illinois, one that closely mirrors the current one. But it does make cuts nearly across the board, except for education through high school. As Amanda Vinicky reports, the Republican governor is already expressing frustration.
The issue is Illinois' income tax rate has dropped, so the state's missing out on billions of dollars. Governor Bruce Rauner had proposed massive cuts. House Speaker Michael Madigan says that would cause severe harm. He says the Democrats have proposed a balanced plan.
We will publicly acknowledge that we don't have the money to pay for this budget, that there will be a shortfall.
Madigan says he wants to work with the governor to come up with the $3 billion needed in revenue, but Rauner insists he'll only do that if his pro-business agenda passes. Madigan says non-budget issues have no place in these talks. In a statement, Rauner's office says the speaker's walking away from negotiations. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
As lawmakers advance their spending plan in the legislature this week, leaders from Illinois colleges and universities may be headed back to Springfield to talk about their individual financial situations. SIU President Randy Dunn says he expects to be called to the Capitol this week.
To see, what the challenges may be at different levels. So depending on how that unfolds and to the extent we may be pulled into some discussions, it might be that we see some of this start to firm up as we approach the end of the month.
Dunn has long said that SIU can absorb a small reduction in state funding for the next fiscal year, but certainly not the 31.5% cut Governor Bruce Rauner has proposed. Dunn says that level of cut would mean hundreds of jobs lost and millions of dollars left from the local economy. Illinois may soon face a shortage of registered nurses across all specialty as an aging workforce readies to retire. The State Department of Financial and Professional Regulations spokesperson Terry Horstman says a survey of Illinois RNs last year found a third planned to retire within the next 5 years. I'm Jennifer Fuller.